Well, bad news for the film industry this morning. US President Donald Trump has said he will hit films made in foreign countries with 100% tariffs. There's little detail about how these levies would work, but Ireland's audiovisual industry is worth €1 billion to the Irish economy. We're joined now by our arts and media correspondent, Evelyn O'Rourke. Evelyn, a 100% tariff. How worrying is that?
Well, I suppose it is. I mean, it's part of, you know, many of the tariffs that he's been talking about. But he said just recently, just there this morning, that he's authorising the US Department of Commerce and Trade to start this process to impose the levy because, in his words, America's movie industry was dying a very fast death. He blamed a concerted effort by other countries. He described, actually, as a national security threat all this. And he said on his Truth Social platform, "We want, in capital letters, we want movies made in America again." But as you say, the details are unclear. And does it cover, for example, streaming services, or is it just to do with the movies that show in theatres? Now, nowadays, a streaming service might make a movie and it shows for a couple of days in a theatre but goes straight to the streamer. So it's kind of blurry what's happening there. But I suppose it does tie into a bigger question around America and the movie industry there that really has been in trouble. I mean, in California, they've been advocating for stronger tax breaks because they're saying, look, we've had the writer's strike, we've had the pandemic, that all these things have affected the production in America and the productions have gone abroad. I mean, it's no surprise to us here in Ireland. You know, we're used to American companies here, our co-production certainly happening here. That's true of Canada, that's true of Australia, that's true of New Zealand. So he's really targeted this, but I suppose the thing that's interesting, you know, everything again always colourful with this, he'd promoted three film stars, Cian, John Voight, Mel Gibson and Sylvester Stallone, and he'd given them the job as special ambassadors tasked with promoting business opportunities in Hollywood. He described it as a great but very troubled place. So can we give this as a win for John Voight, Mel Gibson and Sylvester Stallone? Will we find out that they've been heroes for Trump, you know, off screen as well as on screen? But it certainly is interesting, but it's going to really send a shudder through the industry.
Now, the news comes overnight. Has there been any reaction at this early stage from the film industry here?
Well, sure, they'll be waking up to it, obviously, in America. Mm-hmm. Here, I mean, you know, as you said, the audiovisual sector has a value of €1 billion to the economy here. We did an in-depth piece of this with Screen Ireland back in January and February. And it is about co-productions and it's about a tax credit. You know, they rolled out here, imaginatively many people feel, the Section 481 tax credit here a number of years ago. And it really has been used and has promoted growth. Then we saw, you know, the UK bringing in tax credits. But really here, we just have to name off all these productions that have been here. They provide such jobs, and as we know, it's not just about the front of camera, the big stars, it's about what happens next. It's about the industry around the industry. So you shoot a film in Meath, well, look at all the jobs, all the things you need to make that happen. So I suppose anything that comes like this from, you know, in Donald Trump's world is going to cause shockwaves in the industry outside of America. So really it's a question of getting the detail. They need the detail to find out what this really means.
But there will be concern.
Of course, absolutely. Anything like that, where, especially when it's not maybe 100% clear what it is. I mean, he's saying production. Does that mean if you're making a film here for Netflix, is that different to a film going into a theatre? So right now, this morning, if you're a film producer waking up, you've cobbled together a deal, which is what you have to do, right? You have to get bits of money from here and bits of money from there. You know, trying to put the finance in place for a film is a very fragile ecosystem. You get a bit here, you get a bit there, and you bring it all together. Any quake, any threat to any of that, I can imagine if you're a film producer in Ireland waking up this morning, you're really, you're having strong coffee to try and work out what could this mean for your production, you know.
Evelyn, thank you.